Listening. How to create your own escape room game. Have you ever wondered how to create your own escape room game at home, with the excuse of a birthday or to surprise someone by doing something original and fun? Putting a homemade escape room together does not require a lot of money, or an extensive DIY kit, although its greatest requirement is completely non-negotiable. Industrial doses of imagination to create it and the ability to analyze the design from the outside. An escape game is never perfect, and in its origins it will surely have more mistakes waiting to be corrected than it will hits. Here are 5 easy steps you must follow to create your own escape room game. 1. Choose your setting. To create an escape room at home, you do not need many decorations. The dining room of your house will do with a few details and can quickly become the scene of a murder or the lair of a dangerous criminal. Imagination is key. An escape room game usually requires some space, but if you do not have much room, nobody says you cannot do it outdoors. Your home garden is a good option too, and many more people can play in a bigger space. In the case you do decide to do it indoors, use several rooms, like the basement, the attic, the dining room, or even the terrace. The richer the setting, the more fun and varied the game will be. Of course, you have to take into account the number of players. The larger the space, the more complicated it will be to monitor them. If it is a game for children, we recommend starting with 1 or 2 medium-sized rooms, about 10 to 15 meters squared. If you want to make a horror or mystery escape room, we recommend that you use many rooms with small places to hide, because you can always add an assassin to the game that will chase the players later. 2. Basic elements of a home escape room. It is important to have certain accessories on hand that will add richness to your game. A few padlocks are a must. They are inexpensive and will help keep the intrigue alive. You will also need boxes or containers you can close in which to hide key objects. An escape room without a few locks to open or keys to find is not the same. You can also hide clues and objects in the space, inside a vase or a simple chest of drawers. Remember that not everything that is found should be locked up from the beginning. You may be able to expose some items that cannot be used until the end of the game. They always add a bit of drama to the challenge, and why not confuse even the most experienced player? 3. What is the trick? Every escape room worth its salt must have the spark. That game of ingenuity that surprises all players without exception, and that makes it unique. It could be that secret code that only you know, the mysterious box that you were given, an original puzzle, or that bottle of invisible ink that you never used. Do you want something suggestive? Close a box with iron chains that will give it a disturbing look. Use technology to surprise players with digital codes on an electronic diary or an old mobile phone. You can even use elements of a virtual escape room, such as a GPS or social network, to hide clues. Set a flashlight up to illuminate a dark place, or set books so that their titles form an enlightened phrase. These are the steps that researchers will enjoy the most. Spend as much time as possible. 4. Preparing the best story. You now should have all the basic elements to create your own escape room, but we will still need to bring it to life. Our Tin Man is crying out for a heart. It is time to put our imagination into play and come up with our story. Distribute small texts, messages with newspaper clippings, an old newspaper, the last letter read by the victim. All this will make the story credible and will keep the adrenaline pumping. You now know how it works. You have read science fiction and suspense books and seen thousands of adventure movies. You must set your goal as that to rival the best Hollywood blockbuster. A robbery, a mysterious disappearance, a horror story, or a murder with shady interests can be the common thread. Although, do not forget that the conclusion must be resounding. Finding the guilty confession or escaping through a door will give that touch of triumph that your game requires. 5. The definitive game sequence. You are one step away from creating your own escape room game, but now comes the real challenge: bringing order out of chaos. It is necessary to ensure that the adventure is guided and each test progresses sequentially, since an error can mean the premature end of the adventure or a huge mess for the players and for the game master. This part requires some testing to make sure the riddles are correctly stitched together. Do not hesitate to ask a friend for help, as they will help you see the faults in your escape room from the outside. Give yourself a little time and take a test. There is no better way to ensure 100% that everything works like clockwork. It will also give you valuable information on the weak points of your adventure. So let experience guide you and make you wiser. It is said that to err is what makes the teacher. We recommend that you err as much as you can and more. There you have it. If you have completed all the steps, you must be enjoying the most original escape room game in the world right now. Well, maybe you need to adjust that connection between enigmas a bit or facilitate the resolution of one step or another. Be that as it may, you have a long way to go and you just need to perfect your design with experience.